Good evening. This is Akashwani and I'm Lalima Aneja Dang with the World News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu holds bilateral talks with her Angolan counterpart, João Lourenço, in Luanda. Both countries sign MOUs in field of marines and consular matters. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju and Saudi Arabia's Minister of Hajj and Umrah Tawfiq bin Rafzan Al Rabia hold discussions in Jeddah. Two countries sign bilateral Hajj agreement for Hajj 2026. Israel receives remains of soldier reportedly killed in Gaza by Hamas over a decade ago. Two people lost life as Typhoon Fung Wong makes landfall in Luzon Island of Philippines, over 900,000 evacuated. In shooting, India's Anish Bhanwala creates history by winning silver medal at ISSF World Championships in men's 25-meter rapid-fire pistol event at Cairo. President Draupadi Murmu today held wide-ranging bilateral discussions with President João Lourenço of Angola in Luanda. The two nations also exchanged MOUs to enhance cooperation in areas of fisheries, aquaculture, marine resources and consular matters. President Murmu welcomed Angola's decision to join the International Big Cat Alliance, IBCA, and the Global Biofuels Alliance, GBA.
हम विभिन्न द्विपक्षीय क्षेत्र में तथा इंडिया अफ्रीका फोरम समिट के व्यापक संदर्भ में अपने सहयोग को गहन बनाने के लिए मिलकर काम करना जारी रखेंगे। हमने फिशरीज, एक्वाकल्चर और मेराइन रिसोर्सेस तथा कंसुलर मामले में सहयोग के लिए दो एमओयूज भी संपन्न किए तथा एयर सर्विसेज एग्रीमेंट को आगे बढ़ाने का भी निर्णय लिया।
President Murmu reiterated India's commitment to being a reliable partner in Angola's development journey bilaterally as well as in the broader framework of India-Africa Forum Summit.
डिफेंस प्रोक्योरमेंट के लिए क्रेडिट लाइन के अलावा कृषि ट्रेडिशनल मेडिसिन और आयुर्वेद तथा सांस्कृतिक सहयोग कार्यक्रम के क्षेत्र में तीन एमओयूज पर हस्ताक्षर किया गया है भारत और अंगोला की साझेदारी आपसी विश्वास परस्पर सम्मान और हमारे लोगों के समृद्धि भविष्य की साझा दृष्टि पर आधारित है हम द्विपक्षीय साझेदारी को बढ़ाने और क्षेत्रीय व वैश्विक मामले में विचारों के आदान प्रदान के लिए निकट सहयोग कर रहे हैं
The two leaders agreed to continue working together to deepen cooperation, including in energy partnership, infrastructure, defense, health, agriculture, and digital technologies. Angolan President João Lourenço mentioned that two high-level visits between Angola and India within just 6 months shows how both countries value their growing relationship. President Lourenço had visited New Delhi in May this year. He identified that collaboration with India in health, aerospace and defense sectors could be highly beneficial to Angola. Our correspondent covering the visit has more on this.
President of Angola said that he is particularly interested in collaboration with India in the health sector. He praised the quality of Indian doctors and expressed a wish to train more Angolan students at the graduate and postgraduate level. President Lourenço singled out the case of cancer, saying that Angolans still have to travel abroad for treatment. He added that the new oncology hospital in Angola could benefit from India's equipment and training. On aerospace, he noted that India has advanced science in this field and that Angola would like to work closely on this. He also acknowledged India's advances in the field of defense systems, including drones, and expressed willingness to work with India, not just by importing equipment, but also by bringing Indian factories to Angolan territory. Manish Shiva, Akashwani News, Angola.
Earlier today, President Draupadi Murmu was accorded a ceremonial welcome and guard of honor on her arrival at the presidential palace. President Lourenço also hosted a banquet lunch for President Murmu at the end of the meetings. President Murmu is on a visit to Angola and Botswana from 8th to 13th of November. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has concluded a three-day official visit to Saudi Arabia. Mr. Rijiju held a bilateral meeting with Minister of Hajj and Umrah of Saudi Arabia, Tawfiq bin Fawzan Al Rabia. Both ministers reviewed the ongoing Hajj preparations, discussed measures to enhance coordination and logistical support, and reaffirmed their shared commitment to further streamline the pilgrimage process for Indian pilgrims. The discussions focused on improving facilities to ensure smooth and comfortable pilgrimage experience. The two sides signed the bilateral Hajj agreement between India and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia for Hajj 2026 in Jeddah. The country quota for India was confirmed at 1,75,025. Indian naval ship INS Sahyadri is at Guam in the Northern Pacific to participate in the multilateral exercise Malabar 2025. The Defence Ministry said the participation of INS Sahyadri in Exercise Malabar reaffirms India's enduring partnership and its commitment to strengthening coordination, enhancing interoperability, and demonstrating a collective resolve to safeguard regional security. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Israel received the remains of a deceased hostage held in Gaza that Palestinian militant group Hamas said were of an Israeli soldier killed in the territory more than a decade ago. Following Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's statement that he expected the remains of Hadar Golden, a soldier killed in 2014, to be returned from Gaza. Hamas's armed wing also indicated it would return Lieutenant Golden's body the same day. If the body is confirmed to be Lieutenant Golden's, Hamas will have returned all 20 living hostages and 24 out of 28 deceased hostages under the first phase of a ceasefire deal. In Philippines, Typhoon Fung Wong has made landfall where more than 900,000 people have been evacuated and two people have died. Typhoon Wong, locally known as Uwan, was upgraded to Super Typhoon before hitting land with sustained winds of around 185 kilometers per hour and gusts of 230 kilometers per hour. In Japan, a tsunami advisory has been issued for Iwate Prefecture after an earthquake of magnitude 6.7 struck in the Pacific Ocean. The earthquake caused power outage and a temporary partial suspension of Shinkansen bullet train services. The Japan Meteorological Agency stated that a tsunami of up to 1 meter could reach the prefecture due to the tremor, which struck off the Sanriko coast at a depth of about 10 kilometers. In Pakistan, a fresh spate of violence swept across Balochistan province, leaving 9 people dead and 2 others abducted in separate incidents across Kalat, Nasirabad and Jhalmaksi districts, exposing once again the province's worsening security landscape. The most brutal assault took place in Kalat district's Khalikabad area. In shooting, India's Anish Bhanwala has created history at the ISSF World Championships by clinching silver in the men's 25-meter rapid-fire pistol event at Cairo in Egypt. Anish hit 28 targets in the final holding. The remarkable performance makes Anish the first Indian individual pistol shooter ever to win a World Championships medal at an Olympic event. And now, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu holds bilateral talks with her Angolan counterpart João Lourenço in Luanda. Both countries sign MOUs in field of marines and consular matters. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju and Saudi Arabia's Minister of Hajj and Umrah Tawfiq bin Fazwan Al Rabia hold discussions in Jeddah. Two countries sign bilateral Hajj agreement for Hajj 2026. Israel receives remains of soldier reportedly killed in Gaza by Hamas over a decade ago. Two people lost life as Typhoon Fung Wong makes landfall in Luzon Island of Philippines, over 900,000 evacuated. And in shooting, India's Anish Bhanwala creates history by winning silver medal at ISSF World Championships in men's 25-meter rapid-fire pistol event at Cairo. And that's all we have for you in the world news. Good night.